This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com.
What do we see? I see or I hear that song in my ear, that famous song, Jay. Yes, we have some bananas. We have some bananas today.
I am not familiar with that one.
No. You are
familiar with... I'm more of the bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S variety.
Really? B-A-N-A. Sounds like vacation. All right, so the big story today, for those of you who are banana lovers, you may find this amusing. You may want to take advantage of it. I don't know which store this is, or actually I do know what store it is, but I'm not going to promote it because I don't really want a whole bunch of people to get, pardon the pun, get a whole bunch of people to run into the store. See what I did there?
What you did there.
Ah.
Ew.
So here's somebody who wanted to have bananas and other fruit delivered to his home with, who does that, DoorDash? Somebody like that does it, right? Grub, who delivers?
Oh, yeah,
I guess the stores.
Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes the stores do it themselves. So here's this fellow who writes a note to me. He says, I thought you'd like this story. I requested 8 bananas in my weekly grocery pickup order. The store gave me 8 bunches of bananas and charged me 68 cents, the price for one single banana. So I went bananas. And I commented.
This person got more bananas than they actually paid for. What's the problem?
There is no problem, except in my mind, being the fair-minded sort that I am, I think that this person should go back to the store and pay for the rest of the bananas. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We've done that before. We just recently, we ordered takeout, and my husband went to pick it up, and they were like, it's already paid. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it's not. He comes back, and he asked me, did I pay over the phone? I was like, no. So he went back up, and he paid.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes you get overcharged, and then you think twice about it. Well, do I or don't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And then you beat up on yourself. It's very easy. I mean, how much do bananas cost? I buy bananas every week. I like organic bananas, and they go well with the rest of my routine, fruit-wise, in the morning. But I don't remember ever buying anything and not paying for it.
Too.
Very good. Good fiber. It's good fiber.
That potassium, the fiber. If you have any kind of digestive issues, bananas are supposed to be a food that won't upset your stomach.
Yes, right. Settle it right down. I give it to Daisy, too. She loves bananas. Very good for you. Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. Looking at a picture of her, listen, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach, Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young, thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are fat,
visually
unappealing.
Not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old, and I don't know, maybe. Is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company? Or the fact that I just think she looks kind of...
Aesthetically appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
When it comes to nude crews. Because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between
you and the seat?
Sitting and whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? Okay, I grossed myself out. I don't... Yeah.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat, the big nude boat. It's a February trip. Anyway, this has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that... the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired. And now... is based in Austin, Texas, and I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that'll go on a nude cruise, but because she speaks fluent German and nudism is big in Germany, big, her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have... more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, all agree they like the environment. Yeah. Ra ra shish kumba. The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug. The growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park actually for this, but not necessarily just the Everglades. Hey, Doug. There it is. Not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese
pythons. I don't
think
they're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But that they did for a while. That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little, like little pets, and then they get too big. Oh, yeah. The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize. And now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This I used to wear. My family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964. Excuse me, when my mother was sick, and so it was a little place. And then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. And so all of us. Well, actually, my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So I had a place over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty, and something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking, it hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. Sit on the toilet. And up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, well, a lot of people, but some people experience. So.
Ugh.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Celebrating a century on the air, here's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show.
You know, they tease me about that, too, because I've been on the air longer than you have. So I get teased all the time. So I just figure I'll pass it along to some of the other respected veterans of the airwaves that deserve respect because you don't last for this long, for as long as you've been around, as long as I've been around, if there isn't something to what you're saying and what you're doing. And your focus is on animals, the pets, thepetshow.com, the website you can go to. Also, hugsandkisses.com, something that Warren put together a number of years ago. That is, it's a what really we're talking about here with Hugs and Kisses, a way for you to make sure that your dog and your cat, because there's two different formulas, are as healthy as possible. And Warren uses the money from Hugs and Kisses. He's got an animal fund that helps out animals. And I know he's always proud to say, as soon as the money comes in, it goes out to help.
Sometimes before the money comes in.
Sometimes before, right, exactly. All right, let's talk about stress. I think I was saying to you that I feel like my dog helps me relieve my stress. But then how do you turn it around? She's limping, so it's my job to help her with her stress. But then the question comes up is, how do you know whether your dog is stressed out?
So I wrote this thing up last week, and I think it's real important that people understand that there are calming signals that our dogs use if they're feeling stressed out, if they're feeling uncomfortable, if our dogs are feeling fearful. There are things that they do to let us know they're not feeling right. And some of the things that they will do, for example, if you have a dog and all of a sudden you notice he's yawning a lot, that could be an indication that he's telling you, you know, something's not right. I'm not feeling great. Just kind of maybe leave me alone for 5 minutes. Also, if you have a dog that's licking their lips constantly and it's not dinner time, again, that's an indication of stress. Excessive scratching, sniffing a lot, not looking at you, and also just kind of walking away. These are all signs that a good pet guardian should know, because very often what happens is problems occur when people can't determine. I was talking about this last week. I was explaining to people that when a dog growls, it's a good thing. People said, are you crazy? What do you mean it's a good thing when a dog growls? A growl is like someone saying, hey, leave me alone right now. I'm not ready for you. Just leave me alone. So it's kind of the dog letting you know, I'm a little stressed out. I'm a little anxious. Maybe leave me alone at this point. So when people force that, and some trainers do that, when the dog's growling, you got to get on top of them and you got to show them who's boss. Well, that may work for you, but it's not going to work with the 5-year-old kid next door. So it's important to understand that when you're dealing with animal behavior, when you're dealing with a stressed out dog, be able to read their signs. They take so much time understanding us. I just believe that we as human beings, our pets deserve that we take the time to understand their body language and their behavior. A lot of people have no idea. When a dog gives a paw, for example, most people think the dog's shaking hands. Very often when the dog gives you the paw, he's trying to dominate you. That's what a dog will do when another dog approaches. They'll take their paw and they'll throw it over their back. So understanding body language would make your relationship with your dog, or your cat for that matter, even closer than it may already be.
Here's the story of an animal shelter who helped a woman reunite with her dog. The dog was abandoned without her permission. Dog's name is King, and made headlines after he was found abandoned at a Burger King parking lot. A note was attached to his collar, and now he's back with the owner. This is something that you wonder what goes on with somebody, and then why did she get the dog back again? The note read, "Hi, I'm King. I'm a good boy. Love to hug and kiss." And the woman just left it off. So the police picked up the dog, and they took him to a rescue, and people were reading the note. The dog was in very good condition. He'd been well taken care of. He's very loving, kind of like what we're talking about, when the dog shares love. So shortly after the police picked up the dog, it shared the story on social media where the owner made the discovery that her dog had been abandoned. So somebody took her dog and then couldn't take him. He stole the dog, basically. And then took the dog, when they couldn't take care of it, to a shelter. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out his weekend show, The Pet Show, at thepetshow.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case relating to the handling of classified materials has set a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled a hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on the classified documents and how they will be handled. Louisiana will have to redraw the state's congressional map after the Supreme Court dismissed its appeal Monday. The state was sued last year over a new map passed by the legislature that created just one district with a black majority, that despite data census showing the state's population to be about a third black. The CDC is warning that malaria is spreading locally in the United States. Cases have been seen in Florida and Texas, the first documented cases of local transmission in 20 years. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Whether she get into that conversation, Jay, or not.
I asked Jay,
why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father, I think I know him pretty well, and I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny. Mm-hmm. And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. The kids just think it's hilarious.
Because of this. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face, and she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So, I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was my son, an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night. And for whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson, Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
They've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as a standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. That conversation has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump
bringing him into it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, the power of this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. At any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid. Mm-hmm. Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test. Discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty much
close
enough.
Well, one of them weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close, 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester.
I'm
guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who's Those of you who listened to me for a long, long time remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. She was, that was her commentary on the program. So,
well, and you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect. In fact, I am interested in thinking about what's going on with people who are moving. I saw a stat the other day. Actually, it was based the stats started the investigation that led to this statistical research was started in Sioux City, Iowa, where we can be heard. The people interested in it is a demographic survey asking people who come into this supermarket, are they from the area originally? Did they move? Where'd they come from? What prompted them to come and live in this area? I thought it was really pretty interesting. They got a lot of stories from a lot of people about why we left where we were and why we came. Even some people who came to live in Sioux City who moved there from British Columbia in Canada. And, you know, people are looking for peace and quiet. And there are lots of folks who think that Iowa may be the best place in this country for peace and quiet. I don't know if it really is. Iowa's a great state. It's a great farm state. Whether it is or it isn't, but it's just interesting that that exercise took place. You know, just as we think about how to make things real, that's a way, you know, we all think about where we live, why we live here. I get teased all the time about having been in Framingham all my life, and I've lived in the same pretty much half a mile radius in four different homes, and my wife, God love her, used to say to people when she was trying to get me away from the influences that seemed to distract from my relationship with her, one of the things she said, well, why don't we move somewhere else? And I said, well, where else can I go and do the things that I'm doing here? And so she would say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham.
Aww.
And there may be some truth to that.
But you still travel. You still go places.
Oh, yeah.
You still, yeah. And
yeah.
It's more like, what's the thing? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I have a wonderful life, much to be thankful for. Pretty much everything in it is of value. The various things that I do, the most important value are those two grandchildren and my two children. And you put everything into perspective, and there really isn't. You know, the radio work is a very important part of my life and has been a part of my life constantly since I was 17. I've been around cows all my life, which is a very important thing for me. The fact that I'm involved in some things here business-wise that I'm finding very rewarding for the most part, except having to deal with some of the idiots on local boards. But other than that, it's think about the good. And then we can, you know, somebody just sent me a note, actually a picture, when I mentioned what was going on in Russia and all of the burials, all of the bodies that are coming back from Ukraine. This person sent me a picture of a sea of crosses, basically, that have to tell the true story of what's going on with the mercenaries that are being hired and sent over there, or just people that are being told, if you don't put on a uniform and go over to Ukraine, we're going to shoot you anyway. So it's either you get shot in Russia or you get shot in Ukraine and come back and be... But you can actually Google this. Just Google Sea of Crosses. And you'll see these crosses that go on kind of like a military, you know, there's a cemetery, certainly we think of Arlington National Cemetery, but there's one in right off the 405 in Westwood as you go up the 405 in Los Angeles County where there are thousands of soldiers that have been buried there in a military cemetery. It's just, I've only walked through Arlington National Cemetery once. As a matter of fact, it was when Tony's father died. He had been a bombardier in World War II, And he was given the honor of being buried at Arlington National Cemetery because of his record. And this speaks to the waste that war is. Here's a man whose entire psychological makeup was changed by his experience in World War II. And how many other, we hear this all the time about men and women who are in the service that are going through post-traumatic stress. We've just come into that since the Vietnam era. Certainly the soldiers had it in any conflict, but World War II was the biggest one. So when I think of the words that he shared with my son, my son told me what he told him about his service in the war, and my wife, his daughter, never knew what his experiences were like. He'd been on 23 missions crossing the English Channel from an air base there where they were stationed in England to bomb Germany, and he was the bombardier. So he would decide when they got over the target when to drop the bombs. And in I think it was 13 or 14 of the incidents, his plane was shot down. And in one incident, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he grabbed the controls of the plane to get it across the English Channel to land in the grass as you get right over Dover. And then the same thing happened to him two or three other times. He was shot. Everybody in the plane was killed. The plane was on fire when it landed. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't think that is going to have an impact on your psyche? My God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Never mind all the people you killed by dropping those bombs, but then what your own experience is in that circumstance. So
the continued state of a trauma response his body must have been through the rest of his life.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's
800-875-1853. Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Was in this, right? Yeah. All right, John, so Chuck Curry is here, John Candy. It's June 26th, Monday, our report to the nation with Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, looking at box office totals from the weekend. But first, reminiscence, the Flash, not the Flash, good day.
We'll talk about that in a second. The Flash continues to be a major story in the industry, why it failed. But anyway, this day in movie history, Doug, June 26, 1981, Stripes. Starring Bill Murray and John Candy, directed by Ivan Reitman, opened in theaters 3 years before Ghostbusters, but it would become a big hit. And I say to myself, when I look at that history of Stripes opening this day in film history, becoming a hit, people, you know, going into movie theaters in droves to see this movie, what happened to movies like this? Why don't they make movies like this? I hate to beat a dead horse, but I've never seen an industry so self-inflict a wound like Hollywood. What it's done, basically putting all their chips in one basket, being the superhero film or the big massive popcorn movie and everything else around the edges, all the content which used to fill theaters for people to go see if they didn't want to see people fly around in superhero capes, is primarily almost no more, which I find mind-boggling, but I will never understand what they've done here.
All right, so I'm looking at what's playing at my Metroplex, The Flash,
Metroplex.
Guardian, yeah, wouldn't you call it that? It's a big movie theater.
Okay, yeah. Multiplex, no.
What did I call it? Metroplex? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Guardians of the Galaxy, Flash, yes. Super Mario Brothers, Little Mermaid, Elemental, what is that about? So far,
it's a Disney Pixar movie. It's animated.
Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, Spider-Man, Fast X. I did see that. So to this point, there's nothing
there.
There's
no parallel to the movies there.
Nothing. So then there's No Hard Feelings, which came out this weekend. How did you, what do the box office totals look like?
Okay, real quick. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse popped back into the number one slot, 19.3. $317 million in 3 weeks. That's done well. Elemental, the new Pixar film, 18.4. Had a 37% hold week to week, which is good. Off a so-so opening, $65 million. The Flash came in third. Doug dropped 72% week to week. The biggest superhero drop of all time, other than Morpheus, which came out last year. Jared Leto, vampire superhero movie, $87 million in 10 days. I'm going to get back to that in a second. No Hard Feelings, Jennifer Lawrence, got out of the gate well, $15.1 million. And Transformers, Rise of the Beast, film came in fifth. I think it did $12 million, $123 million in 3 weeks of release. Getting back to The Flash, when they did that Super Bowl commercial, and Michael Keaton appears as Batman and walks in front of the camera and says, yeah, I'm Batman. I got to tell you, Doug, I honestly thought at that moment, based on the buzz I heard, that this would be the biggest movie of the summer by far, and it's anything but. And I think, and I said on record, I think this is a really good movie, and I don't understand the failure of why this has been so rejected.
Because there's too much of it. Hello, is too much of this
crap. But look at this other dreck that's making some
money. Other dreck, right. The only thing that's good is No Hard Feelings. Look at this. Here's here's another movie. We Can't All Die First. Who ever heard of Asteroid City? The Boogeyman.
The Wes Anderson movie.
Past Lives.
The horror movie.
God is a Bullet. The Last Rider. It's all crap. Yeah. Who wants to see this?
Well, if you go back, if you could Google, you just Google 1983, 1984, 1985 at the movies this time of year, and you'll see all the diversity in product that we had. It's just not the direction they went in. They've cannibalized their own industry with just wanting to make big, massive popcorn movies.
All right, Chugger. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program, 58 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.